Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Hello and welcome to Destination Sailing Channel.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 26,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and keys we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight into your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those necessary provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, Isla San Andres in Colombia.
We last visited in autumn 2019 on our way from Panama to Grand Cayman.
San Andres is located 12 degrees north. The run northwest from Cartagena in Colombia is around 390 nautical miles. 200 nautical miles to the south will take you to Colón in Panama.
Your journey on to Grand Cayman is around 400 nautical miles to the north.
Language. Even though the island is part of Colombia, San Andres has three official languages, Spanish, English, and Creole.
The courtesy flag is the Colombian national flag. It is a horizontal tricolor of yellow, blue, and red.
Weather. So the island experiences a tropical monsoon climate that borders on a tropical wet and dry climate. Average temperatures range from 24 to 30 degrees Celsius in two periods, dominated by dry and rainy spells.
The rainy season is from May to January, when humidity is also high. The trade winds from the north begin to blow in late October until mid-Jan, which is probably the best time to go.
Interesting fact. So 90% of the population speaks English. To some extent, this is because the island was controlled by England a few times.
Since 1954, the island has been a duty-free zone. This has brought about a large influx of tourists to the island, apart from many immigrants from the mainland.
The only wild mammal that has been recorded from San Andres is Jamaican fruit bat.
Cockfighting, more popular on the island than football, is in England. It is considered to be a traditional sporting event rather than animal cruelty.
Currency. The local currency is the Colombian pesos. There are 3,742 to the US dollar.
Yeah, that's rather a lot, isn't it? It's a lot easier to just go, let's just say 4,000 pesos equals $1. Time zone. The time zone is UTC minus 5, which is what the Caribbean generally is.
So cities. The town of San Andres, known locally as El Centro, is the largest town, as well as the most developed commercial and tourist hub of the island.
Navigation. The town of Main Harbour is on the east side of the island and to the north. You enter a well-buoyed channel lit at night from the south.
We arrived just after sunset with a big squall blowing. We still managed to navigate the channel all way in.
Yeah, at one point we were actually talking to the harbour control, and they suggested that if the squall didn't clear, they'd actually send out a pilot boat to guide us in because it was that bad.
We couldn't see a thing.
No, you couldn't see a thing. And it was a little bit hairy, actually. But it just cleared through the through the squall just enough to let us see the buoys on the way in, which are actually very well marked.
You can call the harbour control on VHF channel 16. You may well have to give way to commercial ships in the channel that are restricted by their depth.
To the east is a shallow pond area and a line of reef, so you do need to stick to the channel really quite clearly. And don't, if you're coming in from the east or from the north, don't even think about crossing that area. Just go right the way around to the main entrance.
So voyage, Region B, so green square top buoys will be on the left as you enter from the ocean.
Checking in. Checking in is always rather complicated in Colombia, I'm afraid.
Yes, yeah, so expect it to be boarded as soon as you have dropped the hook by the maritime police. They are checking for drugs and arms.
Yeah, they're actually hovering right off the back of the boat. And yeah. As soon as...
It makes you a bit nervous because you see that, you know, green boat just around you and they don't do anything, don't say anything, don't talk to you on the radio. They're just there waiting for you to anchor and they so they board.
They do. So it is a little bit frightening, to be honest, but you just have to accept that they're going to trudge around your boat, look in all the rooms, take photographs. Grasses themselves looking in your rooms, and then they get on with it. You need to get an assistance of an agent to check in, because the harbour master won't actually deal with you directly. Now, we used a guy called René. He works from his office a few streets away from the harbour. He take all the normal documents and he will process your check-in for you. When you depart, you will need to get a Zarpe and read the document number over the radio to harbour control before requesting to party to clearance. So basically, you have to say to them on the radio, on the VHF, this is Ocean Fox, and we want to depart for Grand Cayman. We have ZARP number, And he'll have that cross-referenced in his office. And only with that information will he allow you to depart, and he will send a boat after you, as we know.
As we know. So the fees are quite high, as everyone who goes to the island by boat or aircraft has to pay a tourist tax of $43 per crew member. The agent fee is $90.
I think there's a few more fees thrown in with it, actually.
Yeah. We use René Cardona as the agent, and he did a very good job. We will leave you the link of his services on the description below.
The marina, there is a marina called Nens Marina. However, this will only take around 10 to 20 boats. So anchoring out is the norm. You can call the marina on VHF channel 16 or 14. And when we say a marina, this isn't a marina with floating pontoons or anything like that. It is just literally piles with a gangplank going out. And I'm not really sure you'll get your 2-meter draft monohull in there, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. So Dinghy Docks, Nenes Marina is your best bet.
Yeah, they're absolutely fine about it. Just go up there, tie it up, and it'll be quite safe. Mm-hmm. Marina's close by, Miel Portofino. But this is more of a local marina, and really, I don't think you're going to get in there. This is all really quite limited.
Very limited.
Everything is
very rustic.
This is a very remote island, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's a long way from anywhere. Yeah. The same goes with the boatyard. I mean, there is a little boatyard there, and you could go and ask the locals. You could go and ask the people, look, I'm really desperate to get my boat out. Is there any way we can get a crane or something? Or can somebody drag it up on a trailer or something? But there isn't any real facility.
No. So again, this boat yard, if it's a boat, can call the boat yard, is Muelle Portofino.
So anchorages, the main anchorage is inside the harbour. This does get rather shallow, and so most monos will have to stay to the south of a line with Cayo Santander. The holding is not great here, so I would double your ground tackle in case a blow comes in from the northeast, which it did on quite a few occasions while we were there.
Yeah.
And we actually did drag, and we dragged in the middle of the night, and we were dragging at quite an alarming rate, to be honest. And the holding just isn't good enough, really. Your anchor, it's sand on top of stone.
Oh, stones, So fuel is available at the marina, but you will have to take the jerrycans to filling the to the filling station out of your boat. Yeah, it's quite complicated because it's not very much room there.
No, there's not much room there at all. And
you have to jump into the quay, isn't it? And
It's all a bit tricky.
It's all a bit tricky.
But the guy was very helpful.
Yes.
And
you give them a few dollars
to
and they
do
will
it
help
for
you.
You
doing it. Yeah.
Water, there isn't really water there, to be honest. You would have to jerry can it, and best bet really is to use your water maker.
Yes.
Chandlery, there is somewhere called Marine and Bike Center, so it does pedal bikes and marine. It's in town, and I think that's going to probably be your best choice.
Yeah, you're going to have to know how to adapt things, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have to go for the bosun's locker and see what you've got.
So supermarkets, there are lots of small supermarkets around. The largest one we found that had most things was Super Todo. It is about 5 minutes walk from the marina. The prices are more than fair, but not as cheap as Colombia itself. Far cheaper than most of the islands on the Lesser Antilles.
Absolutely, much cheaper than there,
but it's not a good deal.
It's not a great choice, isn't it? No. Salmaka, I think you will be lucky to find one.
Yeah.
Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Check out our video when we installed our Seawater Pro water maker.
So history. The first appearance of San Andres on Spanish maps was in 1527. The Dutch are reported to have come to these islands at the end of the 16th century, and English settlers arrived there in 1628. It is also mentioned that Columbus came across these islands during his fourth voyage of exploration.
The islands were controlled by the English until 1787. By 1792, they were once again in Spanish control. It took another 40 years before independence with the island and Colombia independence was declared.
So what to see and do? This is a great location for simply lying in the sun on the bright white beaches and watching the waves pound on the reefs.
Absolutely beautiful. Some lovely beaches there and just go enjoy the sun. There's not an awful lot else to do, to be honest.
No.
So there you go. All sorts of water sports are available in San Andres, from kite surfing, and it's a great location for that, jet skis, paddle boarding, etc. Apparently, although we didn't actually try it out, it is an ace location for diving with its gin clear waters.
A visit to Aquario Natural San Andres, which is a small island you pass on your way up to the channel. There is a beach bar and sunbeds, great for a lunch stop.
Now, the one that we really enjoyed was the floating bar. It's just something not to be missed. Anchored out each day in the middle of the sand, behind the reefs, the water is stunningly clear and around 5 feet deep. Take your rib is the best way to get there.
It's beautiful. It's really, really nice. It's the best spot in the island.
Absolutely fantastic.
It is where the floating bar is, isn't
it? Yeah. Mind you, it's not cheap.
It's just, no, it's not
but
cheap.
But it doesn't deserve to be cheap.
No. It's just a shame that the music is a bit too loud.
For us. Yeah.
Old men.
Yeah. connections. There are flights to the major Caribbean cities. From there, you can get international connections.
Thank you for listening to our channel.
Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, they are episodes 96 and 97, and we will make sure to put a link on the description below.
Destination Sailing Channel is supported by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, look up the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. You would also be helping us to produce these free podcasts and videos.
You can listen to Destination Sailing Channel as a podcast. Just search for the channel on your preferred podcast platform.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the major podcast platforms.
Until next week, fair winds wherever you are sailing.